I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXE News Update. Darrell Cloud and David Simpatico write in the Poughkeepsie Journal about Paul Ricciardi and Jeff Mousseau, who have started performances again at the Ankrum Opera House. Quote, "There was something about the building," Mousseau said. "The nature outside is part of what's inside. We wanted to create dynamic artistic experiences in which people really connect to the work and to each other, and then release them out into this landscape, which is so rich, so that the experience stays with them longer," end quote. The Opera House opened as a Grange Hall in 1927, and September 3rd, singers Carol Lipnick and Joseph Koeckler perform. Ricciardi and Mousseau previously worked at the Kennedy Center and at Stageworks Hudson, and taught at SUNY Albany and CUNY. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And this report from Mary Sherman.
New litigation takes the federal EPA to task for not doing its part to ensure all children live in safe and healthy environments. In 2009, several groups petitioned the EPA to update standards for lead dust and the definition of lead-based paint. The agency agreed the current standards were not sufficiently protective, but action has stalled. Earth Justice attorney Hannah Chang is representing eight groups in a lawsuit filed today, requesting the agency be forced to follow through.
In light of the significance of the problem and the fact that lead poisoning really is entirely preventable, this is something they have to move on. They can't just pay lip service to the fact that it's a priority. They actually have to make progress on this.
The most common cause of lead poisoning in children is ingesting household dust that contains lead, usually deteriorating lead-based paint. Chang says about 64 million homes in the U.S. may contain lead-based paint that could be hazardous if not properly managed. In New York, We Act is one of the environmental groups in the litigation. Deputy Director Cecil Corbin Mark says children and families are exposed to lead dust all the time, especially in low-income housing. He says landlords often don't follow protocols when buildings are under construction.
They are not doing anything to contain the dust from those repairs. They're not notifying tenants that those repairs are going to take place and that they will cause dust in their apartment. They're not taking appropriate measures like using certified contractors to make those kinds of repairs.
Chang adds that lead poisoning is silent and linked to learning deficits, cognitive disorders, hyperactivity, and behavioral problems in children.
As if that were not devastating enough, it is well established that lead exposure has a disproportionate impact on low-income communities and a disproportionate impact on communities of color.
In 2011, the EPA released a draft approach for developing a residential lead dust hazard standard. However, the lawsuit alleges no other action has been taken. This is Mary Sherman, New York News Connection.
Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that the year that the leaders of both legislative branches from both parties were sentenced to prison on corruption charges, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed on August 24th a tepid ethics reform bill mostly aimed at nonprofit government oversight groups rather than politicians. The bill imposes new restrictions on outside spending groups in New York elections and also requires disclosures from nonprofit lobbying groups and donors. The bill, quote, was passed by the legislature in the late night hours of the final day of the legislative session in June. Many aspects of the measure received little or no public discussion before it was printed and voted upon, end quote, Bragg writes. And the legislation does not address the larger ethical issues, such as the so-called LLC loophole in election law. Quote, through enhanced enforcement and increased penalties for political consultants who flout the law, this new legislation will root out bad actors and shine a spotlight on the sordid influence of dark money in politics, end quote, Cuomo said in a statement. Though the story noted few others lauded the legislation. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Robert Freeman, the executive director of the New York State Committee on Open Government, writes in the New York Daily News that anyone can use the state's Freedom of Information law to look up information about any state employee, except for police officers or correction officers, who are exempt under Section 50A of the state civil rights law. That law says that personal records about police and correction officers that, quote, are used to evaluate performance toward continued employment or promotion, end quote, are confidential. Freeman writes that the Committee on Open Government has recommended for years that the exemption from disclosure should be changed, as under the current system, quote, the public has no right to know when a police or corrections officer violates a rule or otherwise is found to have engaged in misconduct, end quote, Freeman writes. Read the full story in the Daily News. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.